I tell you, it's a good day to be alive. It's a good day to celebrate life. It's a good time to know that Jesus Christ the Lord is alive and well. Amen. I don't know about you, but as we have different ministries this time of year, sometimes they seem repetitious, but they're always fresh and anew. The crosswalk was great again, and we had a good time thinking about Good Friday and a record crowd there and just having a good time afterwards with some food and fellowship. The largest crowd I can ever remember with a glow-in-the-dark egg hunt. You know, that was the first thing. And I've been trying to figure out where all those people came from. But it is a wonderful thing to see the sanctuary completely full of different faces. A lot of them I did not know. So isn't that a wonderful thing? So anyway, we get around to all these different activities, ministries, whatever you call them, and a wonderful sunrise service, a little cloudy. About the time Bill said amen, guess what? There the sun was. It just popped up there for us to see. A great breakfast, about 15 pounds of bacon, huh? Wow. And then here we are to hear a choir sing about He's alive, and we know He's alive. It's been proven to us, and we're very thankful people to know the Lord and know His salvation. So we're glad you're here. We're glad that Jesus is here and that He knows the need of the hour. He knows all of us that we celebrate. He knows all that's going on in our individual lives, and He loves us and He cares for us. And if you don't believe that today, I challenge you to look at the cross. I challenge you to look at the resurrection and to see and know the love of Almighty God. The problem isn't His love. It's me accepting His love. The problem's never God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit. The problem is me and my humanity rejecting Him. And all He's done forever and forever is love mankind. Love people, want the best for people, want them to have life and it more abundant on this earth, and to prepare a place in heaven that we could be with all the redeemed through eternity that lasts forever and forever. God's always up to something good. God is always love. So we know that. I'm convinced of that by experience and by His Word and His Spirit living in my life. So what I need to work on is me, not Him. He is perfect and wonderful and holy and sent His Son Jesus to die for me, to die for you. And then He arose victorious over hell, death, and the grave on this day we call Easter, all because He loves mankind. Now, if you're not right with God today, you have an opportunity in this building today before you leave to know that you know that you know that you're born again, to know that you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, that He died for your sins, He arose for you, and this day you can be His child if you're not. And if you are, I rejoice with you. But this is so much more than an egg hunt. It's so much more than an Easter bunny. It's so much more than me and my suit today. Would you know, on Easter, I had 5 or 6 comments the way I'm dressed today. Somebody had the nerve to call me an ice cream salesman. They said, if you had your little white hat on, I would take an order with chocolate sauce and peanuts. Now, you know, I just didn't think much of that. Easter bunny, they called me. I want to tell you something. Easter is so much more than a suit of clothes. Amen. Easter is so much more than that rabbit or that chocolate or those little peanut butter eggs. Do you like them? Oh, my goodness. You know, they're shaped like an egg, and it's a Reese's cup egg. Woo, get out of town. I can eat some of those. I like them. But Easter is so much more than that, and we know it. It is the day our Lord arose. Can't you imagine how the devil felt on Good Friday? You can imagine how the disciples felt. I mean, it's recorded, and all the discouragement and all the, oh goodness, we've lost this battle. All the doubt and all the confusion that was going through their minds. And the devil himself thought he had won. But oh, comes Easter, comes Sunday morning, and we know better. And I am so thankful. The greatest day in history, if you ask me, the greatest day in history. If you look on the screen, you'll see Mark 16, 1 through 4. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. You know the story? She sang about the story. The choir sang about that story. That stone was rolled away. So, a day that we acknowledge on our calendar, this thing called Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. And we're so thankful that it is so historic, yes, and it's more than just a day. It is the resurrection of our Lord. So it needs to be celebrated today. Oh, yes, we'll celebrate today. I'll wear my ice cream suit and we'll celebrate today. But it should be celebrated on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and all year long. It should be celebrated when I feel good and when I feel bad. It should be celebrated when I'm well or whether I'm ill. It should be celebrated if I'm rich or if I'm poor. It should be celebrated, period, the resurrection of our Lord, that He died for our sins and He rose with victory. It should be celebrated when you see kids running in the yard and playing this afternoon or whenever, yesterday, when you have your family gatherings. It should be celebrated when you see an accident on the interstate and you think, that could have been me, but by the grace of God, He helped me. You see, it should be celebrated when a loved one dies and we go through the grief and we feel terribly in our own minds and souls, and it's a terrible thing to deal with, but we can still celebrate that there is a home in heaven for the redeemed people, and He just calls us into eternity to be in His presence forever. You see, Christ died for my sin and your sin. And we need not take it lightly. We need not pass it by. We'll celebrate today. And then, you know, 3 or 4 months down the road, we forget about it. Oh, no, we don't forget about it. It's the greatest story ever been told. And it should be fresh in our mind. It should be fresh in our heart. And that we should celebrate what we call Easter. How many days a week? 7. How many weeks a year? 52. How many days? How many years? All the way through eternity, we'll celebrate what the Lord has done, because He's given us life and it more abundantly. He was wounded for our transgressions. Yes, all those things are true. By His stripes we're healed. That's exactly right. And after Jesus, He was placed on the cross, as you know, He had His hands and His feet nailed to that old wooden cross. He asked God to forgive us. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. There's a thief on the cross next to Him. Well, two. And one rebelled and kept going down the road he was on. And another, that you remember the story, said, "Have mercy on me." And he said, Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And he got to go to be with the Lord. Jesus said to John, He said, "Behold your mother," and Mary, "Behold your son." He cried out with agony and pain, and He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And then He got to the point there, He said, "It is finished." He bowed His head, give up the ghost, the Bible says, and then comes the part where He was taken from the cross and He was put in a barred tomb. And again, the devil thought he had won. So many people around were confused. But oh no, he had not. The devil had not won. Jesus had a plan. God had a plan. Put that big old stone in front of the tomb. You know that story too. You've heard it many ways and many times. Place guards there so that somebody couldn't say that they'd stole the body and they'd hid Jesus and all that kind of thing. So here's a big old rock. Here's a huge boulder in front of the tomb. and it was sealing it up so no one could get in, and certainly people couldn't move it without causing a commotion, and the guards would be alerted and all that kind of thing. So stones can be a burden. What kind of stone you got rolled in front of you? Or what kind of stone stands between you and the Lord today? What kind of big old boulder seems to be holding you back from God? What kind of stone is here? And you know down deep God loves you. You know Jesus died for you. But you just can't get into that church thing. You just can't get from point A to point B because you're hung up on something. There's a big old stone there just standing in your way. Maybe it's people. Maybe it's hypocrites. Maybe it's, I don't know, what is that big old stone? What's that boulder that stands between you and God? Would you allow the Spirit of God to remove it? Would you allow the power of Almighty God this Easter 2017 to roll that stone away? Would you allow God to roll the stone away in your life that you can draw closer to God? If you're here and you're in sin and you know you're not right, you know you're not living right, you know you're living in sin, would you allow the power of God to roll that stone of sin away and come to know Jesus today as your Savior? You know, these stones, they get in the way. Maybe it's a big old stone of financial problem. Maybe it's a stone of a broken marriage. Maybe it's a stone of whatever. The same power, listen to me, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to mankind today to help move the stones. To help roll the stones away in my life that get in the way of my relationship with God. God still has the power to move the stone. All it is, I've got to believe in it. I've got to believe by faith. I've got to have that faith and make that step and watch God work. He's already God. He's already died, Jesus has, on the cross. He's already, arose from the dead. He's got the work done. I've got to have the faith to believe. I've got to quit blaming everything else on somebody else in the world, or my wife or my kids or my job or my whatever. I've got to get out of the way. It could be the biggest stone, the biggest boulder that's in your way is yourself. It could be. Don't know for sure, but sometimes old self can get in the way. And I'd ask you, if that's the truth, to allow the power of God, again, that raised Jesus from the dead, to get rid of self and roll that stone away. He has the power. Look on the screen with me. Don't let the stone stop you. You've got a stone or two in your life. I'll have a stone or two in my life. Some of them look big and like a boulder, like we can imagine, and was in front of the tomb in this story of Jesus. Sometimes maybe they're not that big, but we all have some stones. Don't let the stones stop you. Don't let the stones of life stop you from serving God. Stop you from being all that you can be. Because those stones eventually can kill you. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean the stones can kill me? Just ask that little guy, shepherd boy. His name was David. He was up against a big old guy. You remember his name? Goliath. And he took three stones, smooth stones, and he took care of an old giant called Goliath with those stones. He took care of the problem. And in our text this morning, this huge stone was placed there in front of the tomb, and these Marys began their journey to the tomb. And I can hear them talking, you can hear them talking, you know how women talk anyway. That was a break for you to laugh. You didn't get that, did you? I heard that down there. These women were talking, and I don't know all that they were thinking or saying, but we can just kind of imagine, you know. And the question we do know is, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? They knew it was there. They knew it had been placed there. And I do believe we need to be more like these women. because they had faith to go do what they were setting out to do, and they knew the stone was there. They still had faith to keep going. A lot of people, our day and time, would have just said, well, the stone's there, what's the use? I'm not taking the spices. I'm not even going to go down there. But they did. They kept going, knowing the stone was there. So we need to be more like these women of faith in this story. Well, the bills are many and the dollars are few. Don't let the stone stop you. You're going to make it. All kinds of things can happen to us. Your health might not be all you want it to be. Don't let that stone stop you. The thing about the deal is here, I'm trying to shorten some of this up here. We got a lot to accomplish today, and you do, and families. But the bottom line, the devil thought he had this thing won back on Good Friday. We know better because of resurrection morning. But the devil himself, he is still real. And he wants to stop you in your tracks. Now, if you're the oldest saint here, or you're the closest person here to God, you know, I rejoice with you, but I'm still here to tell you the devil wants to trip you up. I don't care how holy you are or how long you've been a Christian or whatever. He's still in the business of disturbing and pulling people from God. Or if you just got saved recently, the devil still tries to pull people away from God. That's his job. The devil wants to stop the good in our lives today. You hear the voices of good and the voices of evil. Who will you listen to? I pray it'll be the voices of good, the Bible itself, and the the Spirit of God speaking to you. Because the fact of it is, the devil wants to discourage you. He wants to get your eyes on everything else but Jesus himself. And if he can do that, he can succeed. But we don't want him to do that. We don't want any stone to get in the way that Jesus cannot handle. Jesus, God's power, raise Jesus from the dead, move that stone away. And you say, well, yeah, I believe that. We sing about it. We talk about it. And okay, I got it. Well, what stone is in your life you need moved? Well, I believe it in general. I believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world. That's right, he did. Well, what about your sin? Individually. How about us looking in the mirror? How about Ron looking at Ron and you looking at you? How about this hang up? What about this sin? Well, does God have the power to roll that stone away in my life? Absolutely, yes, he does. And he loves me so much, he's willing to do it. Don't let the stones stop you that get in your way in life. Look at the last slide. Jesus has the power to roll your stone away, whatever it may be. Oh, you say, well, mine's not a great old big boulder like that. My sin, it's just a little old pebble. He can take the pebble away too. Because the same sin, if it's mine, oh, it's just a pebble. No, Chad down here on the front row, same sin. His is a boulder. I'm talking about your daddy, yeah, on Easter Sunday. See, if it's mine, it's just a little pebble. I made a mistake if it's me. You know, God give me grace. But if it's somebody else, oh, it's a big boulder. It's the same for all of us. You know the story today. You're familiar. That Jesus tells us, the Bible tells us, early one Sunday morning, the Marys went, and Salome went with them to the tomb. And they went thinking, who's going to roll this stone away? And it was gone. It was already rolled away by the power of Almighty God. So today, Easter Sunday, he's got the power to roll your stone away. And don't sit here and act like you never had a problem, because I've lived long enough to know that the greatest of people have problems, have some things we need to straighten out in life. Nobody's better than the other one. We're all in this boat called life. We all have good days and bad days, but we all stand in need of Jesus Christ the Lord. We all stand in need of the Savior of the world. We all stand in need of resurrection power living in our life. We all stand in need of the power of the Holy Spirit living in us and through us. See, we're all the same. Different looks. Not all of y'all could look this good today. You didn't have an ice cream suit, maybe. But you know what? There's a soul inside. And it's all the same. Well, some of us is taller than others, and some of us are shorter. Some's a little rounder than others. And none of it really matters. Because inside there is a soul. Inside we will spend eternity in heaven or in hell. And Jesus Christ loves us so much. All of mankind. For God so loved the what? The world. The Chinese, the Russians, the world. That He died for all of our sin. Don't want any to perish, but to all have eternal life. And He died for mine and yours. Well, the story is somewhat familiar to all of us, probably. And a lot of us in this building today, it's become real to us and in our life, and Jesus is our Lord. And I'm thankful for that. But I don't want you to miss an opportunity today, if you're here and you know you're not saved, to ask Jesus Christ to come, forgive you of sin, you want to be His, and put your trust and faith in Him. Go out of this place a changed person. And you say, well, preacher, now I know I'm saved. I've given my heart to the Lord. I'm glad. But if there's a stone in your way, if there's a stumbling block in your way, if there's something in life that you need to deal with the power of God, why don't you do it today on Resurrection Morn? If you'll be so kind to stand with me, we're going to pray that the Lord move among us. Our Father, today again is a great day, a great day in history that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Lord, we've been having all these different ministries and reminders of Your crucifixion, reminders that You came as the light to deliver us from the darkness. To remember this morning that the story, as Bill was telling us around the lake, it's true. People doubted it, but it's been proven, and the disciples died, not changing their story, that it's very real. And Father, we've probably all had some knowledge or experience of You. And my prayer today is that we would just be open and honest with our Father in heaven. His great plan of salvation sent His only Son, Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, to this earth to die for our sin. That we would just humble ourselves and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I believe in You. I trust You. Save me from my sin. I want to be Yours, and I want a home in heaven. Or if there be other needs in our life as Christian people, that we would come today and say, thank You for loving me so much. And here's my stone. Here's my boulder that keeps getting in the way. And Father, I'm coming around this altar today to ask You to help me with that. And we know the power is there. We love You, Lord, and we thank You for all You've done for mankind and what You've done for us as individuals on this Easter Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.